You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues. The classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more. The score!
But. That's perfect. I couldn't ask for something better.
But. I know that sneeze very well.
Yeah, you didn't sound like that, Marshall.
I mean, I didn't sound great.
But.
You always sound great.
Am I saying but there? But. That adds to it. That adds to the randomness.
You know what it was? It was the fact that I had to do the triple sneeze. That's what really set it off. It's like one wasn't enough.
You fighting sneezes is a problem. Just let them go, fam. Because yeah. Was it last week? I didn't fight this one.
I went with it.
And good. We were like, is Marshall dying? Like, what was that?
It didn't sound good, man, when you fought the sneeze. It was scary.
Because the sneeze killed me.
You just got to be yourself,
actually,
man.
Yeah, I'm lying. The sneeze maimed me. I was fine. I'm back today.
All right, good.
You're okay right now, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But yeah, I could see where, like, you know, people say bless you, like, back in the olden times when something looked like it was happening.
Who threw out their back with a sneeze one
Sammy
time?
Sammy Sosa?
Was it Sosa? Yeah. I think it was Sammy Sosa.
Oh, let me thank our crew. Is that
sorry, okay? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I forgot to do that. And then do you want to do the legal ID just because?
Oh, man, that'd be exciting. Thank you, Lila.
Let's do it. Okay, so thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Robbie Triano. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Connor O'Donnell, our
call
Twitch
letters
mob,
in city.
Our texters, and then our guests. We had Kaylin Kaler, Mark Grody, and Clay Harbor. And it's 2:02 on 670 The Score.
You're listening to WSCR Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
That's the part I don't know. That's the part. I don't remember that part. I need that
that's
written
like,
down.
Do you remember
you
this part?
Legal ID guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm longtime legal ID guy. You're right. But you have betrayed that part of my brain that just stops memorizing stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you guys have any parts of your brain that just like have given up?
Yes.
Like it's, and I think, frankly, I blame Tributosaurus. Like I've sung like 2,000, 3,000 songs or whatever in the last 23 years. And I use the lyrics and now I use an iPad. And I sometimes, it's just knowing that they're there helps me. And my brain has just quit on memorizing songs.
So
absolutely
you,
quit.
Do you sing the notes to yourself? Because a lot of times I'll have a piece memorized where I can sing all the notes to myself, like B A G E D B C A B A G.
Oh no, I don't do it that way.
It'll drive me crazy. Yeah, I'm like always. If I've seen the score of the music, not the score, but
no.
The score.
You might be a better musician than me.
I play viola, like Matt. Does that sound like a better musician
yes.
to you?
Matt, I don't know if you know.
Your relationship to reading music is more advanced
than
mine.
She killed it.
On the viola?
No, she killed it. Seventh inning stretch.
Oh, yeah.
She killed it.
But Marshall, you want to impress me, do the stretch on the viola the next time. You want to impress me.
Can't do all
that. That's pretty. I got the score to Bear Down, and I learned how to play Bear Down on my viola.
Is that you on the recorder?
I wish. That's Greg Overtone.
Oh, that's right. It is Greg Overtone.
And somewhere we've got versions of my guy Kurt doing Bear Down, like on the sitar. and like a country version. We should revive those for this fall.
But no, viola, you know, we joke that like, yeah, of course I can memorize an entire piece. I play like one note every seven measures.
What grade were we in when we had recorders? Like
third grade
is usually when like the recorder pops up.
I think the recorder was...
Did you have skills? You have recorder skills?
Oh, yeah, I was good at the recorder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody posted a meme, and it was the picture of the recorder, and they're like, we learned this, but we didn't learn how to pay our taxes.
Yeah, that's fair. The stuff they don't teach in school is really sad when you think about it.
R.I.P. to Chuck Mangione.
Come on now. It doesn't feel so good when Chuck is gone. That dude had a crossover top 40 hit by being a jazz flugelhorn player. There's no words in that thing.
Jazz flute.
I mean, that doesn't happen.
I think jazz flugelhorn are the words.
Man, that tune is badass. I loved that tune. And as a trumpet player, you had to learn it. You had no choice. You were told to learn it. So, RIP indeed to Mr. Mangione.
Okay. By the way, Speaks doesn't know all the bad stuff that Hulk Hogan did.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I didn't realize. Like, I was just, you know.
So, how'd you find out? Lawrence told you?
Tanny.
Oh, Tanny told you.
Obviously, I'm Team Iron Sheik.
Of course. The real American.
Listen.
Aren't we always?
Our text line blew up so hard right before, I think, halftime. Like, are you
guys, Hulk Hogan, we're coming after you.
Aren't you going to talk about Hulk Hogan? I was like, I'm good.
No.
I'm good. I mean, I can talk about him, but you're probably not going to like what I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wasn't a huge fan, like, but
yeah,
I knew
you're not
that,
like a wrestling
I'm
guy.
I'm not a wrestling guy.
But he's a guy that, you know, went beyond, like, he's part of the zeitgeist.
And yeah, and I got a lot of friends who were like in other text threads who were like, oh, man, you know, and like everybody talking like that.
Were they Caucasian?
Yes. Why, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I thought so.
So. And then I had to learn. I had to learn from my friends in the community.
But I mean, we're not the only ones that have beef with him.
Yeah, he's
the entire wrestling world has beef.
Like,
with
yeah, I remember what happened, like how his career went. Wasn't
he was a union buster. He would trick off to Vince McMahon and get people fired. He would lie about injuries and matches. He'd throw people under the bus.
Yeah.
He basically set the template for what The Rock does in his movie career, where The Rock can't lose a fight in a movie. That's what Hogan did in the ring. If he
could never take the turn.
He would never drop the belt clean. Like, it wouldn't be a 1-2-3 clean, good wrestling match. It would always be, he got hit with a chair, or that Mr. Fuji blew smoke into his eye. It would be something like that. That would be the only way that he would drop the belt.
And I know there's a lot of listeners who I think have the memories of, like, either growing up or being younger where he was a part of your life. I'm not taking anything away from how you felt, but me personally, I don't feel the same.
Yeah.
I agree with Layla. Like, I'm one of those people. He was definitely a part of my life, but I was like, I can see what this is.
Yeah,
so.
You can talk about both. Like, you can talk about the fact that what they ended up doing with the NWO was transcendent, and it was unbelievable. The Hogan heel turn might be the biggest moment in wrestling history. Like, that, him going from Say Your Prayers, Eat Your Vitamins, to leading the NWO might be the most important moment in wrestling history. But beyond that was a guy that just was the worst.
A bad teammate, like, in every sense of the word. You know, you work at a company.
Yep.
Be a good teammate to your teammates.
Once I was hipped to all that, because you guys did it in the thread, and then I poked around a little bit, and I was like, oh.
It's funny.
So once I did that, though, Marshall, then all I could picture was his sad face in that weird kind of sex tape thing that came out when it was a Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, there's some stuff there too.
I know, but I just remember that video of him looking just like a sad, broken man. I was like, oh, maybe he felt like crap about himself, and deservedly so.
I will tell you that he did not feel like crap, but I'll explain it.
In that tape, it looks like he does.
I'll explain to you in the lawsuit why he didn't, like during a break or something, but yeah, he's... He's been connected with a lot of really bad people.
Texture says 8-year-old me is very sad. 50-year-old me knows Hulk was far from perfect.
And that's
far
yeah.
from perfect
and that's
is
okay.
kind.
Yeah, that's I feel like that's a good way to look at it if you want to.
I mean, blaming the Undertaker for breaking your neck when he didn't. Like it's stuff like that.
Why would he blame the Brewers for that? Why
would I love sure. that you are bored with this.
Yeah, because it's scary. And then you see them. What, they have 15 hits last night? Is that what they did?
They had quite a few hits.
Yeah, they had a lot of
hits.
They
don't need extra base hits either.
I mean, they turned Quinn Priester into an ace all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, they're good at stuff. And they just keep going.
And the most disturbing part to me is the aw shucks nature of Pat Murphy. That's what just lays it on thick. Like on Inside the Clubhouse a couple months ago, and I've been talking about this. He's like, oh, you know, we don't have the payroll of the Cubs. And like, yeah, we're just injured. And, you know, like this is the baseball way. You know, these are the breaks. Like, oh, shucks. And the next thing you know, boom, Stone Cold Killers.
Hey, man, Kevin Cash does that same thing. You know, Francona used to do the same thing. Some of them louder and brasher than others, but it's a built-in us against them thing that you can use well.
Did you see
so
the video?
Socially graceful.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Francona and Ellie De La Cruz yesterday?
I did not.
So there's a pitching change, right? And De La Cruz goes out there and he's looking at Francona and he's like, what's going on with your glasses, man? And he takes his glasses off of his face. Francona's like, what are you doing? And he puts them on. He's like, oh, my God.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues. The classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
By the way, that's a team you got to be worried about.
Reds?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's becoming more and more clear to me that the possibility of Eugenio Suarez ending up in the NL Central is a likelihood, and it's more likely that he will not be with the Cubs. So his old team or the Brewers. That's problematic. Either way you look at it.
I'm not worried about the Reds inside of the division, which is a show that comes on right before Inside the Clubhouse. but I am worried about them in a playoff situation because then they will have had the full Francona experience. And now you're in the postseason, and depending on what they do with the trade line, they could be dangerous. Like, Speaks and I kind of went through this a few weeks ago, and we took a real close look when the Cubs just were handling the Cardinals and being like, you know, I think the Reds might be better than them. But now you have to look at, what's their threat level of, if you let them into the playoffs, are they a dangerous team?
It's streamlined a little bit in the wild card. I mean, it's weird seeing the Cubs atop the wild card.
It's very strange to see that.
But the Phillies and the Padres are there, and then it's the Giants and the Reds. And folks, I think that's about it. Well, I don't think the Cardinals are real, and I think they're going to sell. I think
the Diamondbacks.
Two teams you got swept.
Diamondbacks are hanging around, and they're going to try. But yeah,
what about
just
the
got
Rockies?
Swept.
They're 4-2 since the break.
They are.
They have the best OPS in baseball since the break.
Speeds, the White Sox and the Rockies. They just needed to meet up. And since then, here it is.
Speaking, I got one for you. You saw what Sandy Alcantara did last night with the 7 scoreless.
Don't
right?
get him started. Afternoon,
so yes. The Marlins have now won 8 of their last 11. And if you really just look at it, you're like, oh, they're really not even like as far away as I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, my point is this. 2 weeks ago, we were like, oh, well, you know, as we get closer to the trade deadline, we'll have less teams that are really could be buyers. But it's a week away from the trade deadline, and there's really hasn't been a lot of elimination, like teams getting pushed 8, 9, 10 games out.
Yeah, Craig Council was talking about that yesterday in pregame and said, seems like the whole industry is just kind of sitting around.
Nobody wants to set the market.
Nobody yeah. wants to. Somebody's going to jump. I think Alcantara makes his next start for somebody else. I said it yesterday. I'm going to hold on to it.
We're running out of time on that.
He's got 4 days.
Yeah, he's only got one more start between now and the deadline.
I know, and I don't think that. I think he just made his last start as a Marlin yesterday.
But the Diamondbacks not even still, like, they, that's the one for me after that Houston series. Like, you guys got to make a call.
They're probably done. But the whole thing about, like, waiting until the end, and Jed said it on Friday. He said, look, things won't get done until there's 4 days left. Like, it goes like this every year. But to me, I feel like that's a market inefficiency that the Cubs should take advantage of. If you know that that's what's going on, then make your play and make your move so that you're not stressing out some of these games, and you're not like, you know what, Marshall's going to start on Thursday.
It's already happening.
How upset are you going to be if, like, Sandy Alcantara moves and then some other moves happen, and finally the Cubs get in and get a guy, but he's not the guy, he's a guy.
If I see a Ben Brown bulk start or bulk appearance in Milwaukee as part of that series, that's not going to feel good.
I don't feel good about TBD on Sunday. Like, I'm still so old school that I think of that as like bad baseball team in August. The fact that I'm seeing this now for a team I want to be in the playoffs, I'm like, ugh.
Look, Council's done it before. Like, he sort of pioneered the bullpen game as a regular thing when he was in Milwaukee. I can look up the numbers. I think they did it like 14 times in the last 2 months of one of those seasons. Pretty crazy. But it's not something that a club like this, in a market like this, in a season like this, should be doing. I think they're late.
I think, I'm like, do I feel unrealistic, like, looking at TBD and being like, really? Really?
Lawrence said, somebody's got to jump the market. I think it should have been them.
Aren't their starters set for the Milwaukee series, though? Don't they have three guys, not a TBD? I think the TBD's coming up against the Sox.
Yes.
But... Yeah, well, good luck with that right now. Good luck with that.
Look at Colston Montgomery.
You're out here messing around and end up dropping some games to the Southsiders if you're not careful.
Damn right. Those bats are real right now.
Did you see the postgame quote? Talking about them having fun. I never heard this last year. I didn't hear of any fun.
And everybody knows it too. Everybody knows. Like, you talk to players, like, just talking to Giolito the other day in the Red Sox clubhouse. He's like, oh yeah, I hear they're having fun over there, man. And Will seems good. Like, just, you know, just guys talking about Venable.
Fun is winning, and winning is fun.
They beat the Red Sox in a series, right? Yeah. So
Lucas Giolito is so wholesome. He's like, oh yeah, I hear they're doing well.
Ooh, he went in on gambling yesterday.
Did he?
Oh boy.
Lucas Giolito did?
Yeah.
He's anti, I'm assuming, by the way he said went in?
Yeah.
Well, what it ends up doing to players is problematic, where you have people coming after
social
you
media.
Because they bet a prop and all this stuff. So I get that part of it.
He talked about it on Baseball Isn't Boring with our buddy Rob Bradford and said he spoke to Rob Manfred about it. And some of the quotes are like, I'm getting messages after every game, even games where I pitch well, where they're mad at me because I hit the strikeout over instead of being under, or I was under instead of being over, like prop bets, these crazy things. People put hundreds of dollars on it. They don't have a lot of money, but they're gambling anyways because it's a disease. They freak out. We were kind of dragged into legalized sports betting as a litigant. That's what Manfred had said back to them. But Giolito's like, what needs to happen? Somebody need to be met in the middle of the night by an angry, here it is. It's going to take a player getting assaulted in front of their apartment by some disgruntled guy that lost a bet for real action to be taken. That's Lucas Giolito to Rob Manfred.
I think that's going to happen, first of all. Second of all, that's not going to stop the freight train. It's not going to stop moving. The gambling train is not going to stop moving. And I didn't know, speaks to what you just said, I didn't realize that they were complaining about him hitting the overs. Like, they're mad at him for pitching well? Like, come on, man.
He's hearing it after every start.
But you know what? And good for him to acknowledge that people's comments matter to him. Because a lot of people don't do that, and they'll be like, oh, ignore them and this and that. That's just not who he is.
Lucas Giolito, worst pitcher in baseball.
Not anymore, Stephen B. Smith.
That's right.
But I appreciate that about him. I've always appreciated that when we worked, you know, when we worked with him as a media crew, and I think he's allowed to have those feelings.
For sure.
I think he's allowed to have those feelings, too.
Is Stephen A. going to be a late-night host or presidential candidate?
Both.
He's going to be both.
Right. Yeah.
Glad I asked.
Candidate. Although, late-night TV's going away. Although, isn't Jason Kelce about to start a late-night show on ESPN?
Yeah, that'll last.
I'm just, listen.
I thought they already did that. I think they already did that show.
I thought so,
too. Oh, it was Jason just a one-off? Kelce.
I think he did like four or five episodes.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I thought it was a nightly show.
Was it
show.
Even on ESPN? Maybe it was on HBO.
This is about right for how it's going to track if he actually does it or did do a show. This is about right.
I think he did because there was like a they had like Kelce. That was what his wife's name?
No, I thought that was the podcast, Kylie? Though.
Is no, it Kylie.
They had Kylie like in her own little section of the studio.
Yeah, and Joe Buck was on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's over with. Okay.
Speaks, you got to be the sarcastic band leader a la Paul Schaefer.
Somebody's got to do that job.
Or Doc
right?
Severinsen.
I could totally see you doing that.
I want to host. And I also want to be Kelce, and I want to be Joe Buck, too. I want to be everybody.
You want to be everybody?
Hey, how can we do that?
Bunch of Speaks.
Does that work? Yeah, you know, that's
just
a good idea.
That's
a nice name for the
it.
Show. Bunch Come of Speaks. On. Bunch of Speaks.
How about Joe? Oh, I think you said just Speaks. I like
no,
that
Bunch
one,
of Speaks. Wow.
Big pile of them.
Oh, that was a nice little shot at me. All right.
From who?
You.
What are you talking
just
about?
Just Speaks. Oh, I see how this goes.
Hey,
I was warned.
You invent the slight if it helps drive you, sir. That was not what I was doing.
I was warned. That was a text from Danny, the good old number 7.
Oh, got it.
It became personal with me.
I ate the whole pizza.
It's true. Here's what we got coming up on today's show. It should be a lot of fun because we've got a special guest on the show today that I'm really excited for us to talk to, Matt Walsh from Veep. And the legendary Bear podcast is going to be on
man,
the show.
The Bear Down podcast is a real deal. And you know Matt Walsh from Veep, from Elf, from The Hangover, from Old School, from a million different things. So very cool that he'll be
improv
here
in the city?
Yes, sir.
All that good stuff. Jason Leisure is going to explain to us why he's so tired. Because apparently he does not... Oh, you guys didn't see the interaction? Oh, yeah. Ben Johnson... And him had a little interaction about the timing of when Bears practices.
No, because we're doing our show and meeting during these times.
So we're going to share that with him. Categories returns and Zatarain's too. We're going to do that at 4:25. Mark Grody has got a Bears hit for us. One word at 1 o'clock. And Speak spend some time with Michael Bush. We are going to find out, one, what he ate at Wildfire, because the meatballs, those look like a spicy meatballs yesterday, and it was terrific. So we will do all of that on the show, but we're going to start this thing with an El controversy.
Stuck that landing.
I didn't nail that one. That didn't feel great.
I liked it.
Try it again.
El controversy.
Oh!
Somewhere David Hodge just perked up.
You're right. He loved that.
Luther Burden should be a beast and not a burden. With David Haw today.
We're going to talk about who the Cubs should get and whether it should be Sandy Alcantara. And we're going to try to stop making bad puns next here on The Score.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues. The classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.